Back here on the Double Overtime's 2014 MLB preview, we're joined now by ESPN New York's Mets beat writer, Adam Rubin. Adam, thank you so much for taking some time out to speak to myself and Mark. Let's get started right off the top. GM Sandy Alderson in this offseason went from saying the Mets will win 90 games to, as you reported, saying that it wasn't as much of a prediction as it was just a challenge. With the current roster the Mets have right now, is it possible that they can reach their GM's challenge?
Well, I think the first three games, if you didn't think so already, probably prove that that's not going to happen this year. There are so many flaws with this team and the bullpen construction, even before the injury to Bobby Parnell, was just not very good. And now Parnell may be lost for the season with Tommy John surgery. He hasn't committed to that yet, but it's certainly a possibility. I mean, you're looking at shortstop, first base. There's too many issues with this team to think they are a serious contender.
Adam, you mentioned Mets closer Bobby Parnell. You mentioned that he could potentially be out for the season. Blows a save on opening day, and not so long after, hurts his elbow, is out for quite some time. The Mets have had bullpen issues, which it seems like it's been forever that they've had these bullpen issues. What are some of the things they could do to fix these issues, or do these guys just have to play better?
Well, I mean, these guys do have to pitch better. There's a limit to what they could infuse from the system, but there are options down there. The Mets have some starting pitchers at AAA that they'll consider at some point soon using in relief at the major league level, whether that's Rafael Montero, who tossed six scoreless innings for AAA Las Vegas on opening day, or Jacob deGrom, another starter down there. The Mets won't say it this way, but they want to wait to call those guys up, especially if they're going to put them in relief for about a month, just to delay their free agency eligibility by a year. The Mets have been very conscious in recent years of not calling up guys too soon, either to delay free agency by a year or a lot of times just to delay arbitration eligibility by a year by making sure they're called up after that Super 2 deadline.
Last year for the Mets, every fifth day was Harvey Day. Obviously, there will doesn't look like there will be any Harvey Days this year after his surgery, but there still is the presence of Zach Wheeler and at some point potentially for the Mets as well, Noah Syndergaard. Is there any way that those two combined can bring a similar atmosphere to, Citi Field that Harvey did every fifth day last year?
Well, I mean, Zach Wheeler certainly wasn't exceptional yesterday, but still his three runs and six innings, a very credible performance. He's going to be very good this year. I don't think even Harvey might duplicate, if he were healthy, what he did last year. It was just an extraordinary year. Noah Syndergaard, when he comes up, and that's probably not going to be until late June or even July, he's absolutely extraordinary. He's as close to Harvey as anyone. And that's a lot to heap on someone who's not even thrown a AAA pitch yet. He makes his AAA debut on Friday night with Las Vegas. But he's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, even early in spring training, his fastball was sitting at 96, 97, blowing in by guys like Jason Hayward and Evan Gattis with the Braves in a great for league game. And he also has a curveball that Terry Collins has already labeled the hook from hell. Still working on the changeup a little bit, but he's an amazing pitcher. 6'6", 230, 240, looks like a football player. He's going to be a beast at the major league level.
Adam, the Mets signed Curtis Granderson to a 5-year, $60 million deal. Granderson is not off to the best start whatsoever, but how could his veteran presence help a guy like David Wright in the lineup and help some of the younger guys on this team?
Well, as much as we could champion how good he'll be in the clubhouse, the bottom line is production. He started off 0-for-9, did finally have a couple doubles yesterday. He also has 5 strikeouts so far, but they desperately need him to be a power bat in the lineup and the guy to protect David Wright. He's batting cleanup right now, right behind Wright. He's not going to hit the 42 home runs he hit with the Yankees a couple years ago, but if they can get him anywhere close to 30, I'm sure they would sign up for that right now.
ESPN New York's Adam Rubin joining Mark Weber and myself, Matt Appel, here as we break down the Mets forecast for 2014. And certainly forecast rain right now for the Mets after a rough start to their season. Lots of Mets fans, Adam, are concerned with what's going on at short and at first base for this team. Really two revolving doors right now. What do you think is the team's biggest weakness? Is it one of those positions, and how can they fix whatever you think their biggest weakness is?
Oh, boy. I mean, they have a ton of weaknesses. We already talked about the bullpen. I mean, certainly shortstop is a weakness. There's no real internal answer there. Wilmer Flores, who's probably going to go down on Sunday when John Neese is activated from the DL, he's going to play some shortstop at Las Vegas. That's really not the answer. He doesn't have the range for that. So there's really no internal answer. So it's just hoping that Ruben Tejada has a good year, unless they're somehow going to, out of the blue, go sign Stephen Drew, who remains a free agent, or pull the trigger for one of those shortstops who's available in trades, young shortstops, whether it's Nick Franklin from Seattle or Didi Gregorius. I mean, as far as first base, Terry Collins used three different first basemen the first three games. They're now going to switch it up and let Duda have a little bit of a run at first base and see how it goes. That audition, so to speak, is going to, even though Duda started yesterday, that formal audition is going to start tonight. So we'll see where it goes, but those are certainly two big issues for the Mets.
Adam, last question. So we keep on hearing from the Mets fans and the organization that 2015 is really, really the time for this team to emerge as a contender. As far as 2014 goes, what would be considered a successful season? Is it 500? Is it having their top prospects remain healthy? Is it competing for a playoff spot past Memorial Day? What would you consider to be a successful 2014 for the Amazons?
I guess to borrow an old Fred Wolpen line, meaningful games in September. I mean, Sandy Alderson talked about the 90 wins. That's not, as we said, realistic. I mean, 81 wins a 500 season would be an accomplishment. I really don't see that coming. I think what would set up the future nicely is if Noah Syndergaard comes up midseason, has a phenomenal second half to the year. Rafael Montero comes up, if they have a way to squeeze him into the rotation, and he does well, too, really setting up a great 2015 starting rotation. I mean, the Mets going forward, in spite of all the difficulties, really are positioned well because they're very deep in young starting pitching that's going to be dominant at this level. And Matt Harvey should be back next year. Zach Wheeler's going to be more than fine. Noah Syndergaard's going to be in the rotation. I mean, Montero aside, no matter what you think of him, you still have John East under your control. Still have Bartolo Colon under your control for a year. So the starting pitching come 2015 should be very, very good. And I don't care how few runs you score, if you have that kind of starting pitching, you'll find your way into some wins.
Great stuff from ESPN New York's Adam Rubin. Adam, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, my pleasure.